You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Why is campus ministry important for the faith of young adults today? And how can we support those who are leading campus ministry?
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul at csp.edu.
Joining us today, Juliana Schultz. She's a DCE and program manager for LCMS Youth Ministry and one of the co-hosts of End Goals Podcast. Welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Glad to be here.
I'm excited to talk about campus ministry today. Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy. He's Director of Discipleship Ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Dr. Trampy, welcome.
Happy to be here.
And also joining us today, the Reverend Sean Kilgo. He's pastor at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Lawrence, Kansas. Also serves as coordinator of campus ministry for the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and a presenter for LCMS Stewardship. Pastor Kilgo, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, this is actually my first time on the Coffee Hour. I'm just making my way through all the other shows.
This is your first time on the Coffee Hour?
Is it really?
It is.
No.
Shame.
Well, we just talked to you so much in person. I think we've just assumed you've been on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
In your inaugural visit.
That's hilarious.
Is there a bingo card for being on different episodes of different shows?
I'm going to make one.
You can add that.
We can totally make that happen.
I believe there's a bingo card in works for LCMS convention
yes,
for the summer.
So there is. It's still living in my brain, but it will
Please
happen.
Please add that. campus ministry. We're talking about campus ministry today, LCMSU campus ministry, because there is a conference coming up to equip those who are serving in campus ministry. And we're going to talk about the details of that later on in the program. But let's talk about all the ways that campus ministry is important and critical to the life of young adults, particularly in the LCMSU. We'll start with you, Juliana.
I think if anybody's familiar, we've done our research and we know that for us, many of our young people, this is sort of a time in their lives where they maybe are feeling more disconnected from the church, who might look at other denominations or might leave the church entirely. And so a campus ministry has become then so critical for keeping young people connected, especially as they're leaving home for the first time, keeping them connected to a life of faith, to worship, to all the important things that we know that they need as Lutheran Christians. And so campus ministries then become this place of transition and of support during transition for young people as they launch into their adult lives.
Yeah, I mean, it does a ton of stuff. We have a few slogans that we use for our group here that kind of gets at a few of the things. So like, we're the Crimson and Blue Lutheran Crew. That's our name. And the, subtitle of that is, your home away from home. So this is one of the things that happens a lot of times with students is they leave home. For a lot of them, it's the first time that they've left home for any significant amount of time. And they're just in a completely new place. They may or may not have friends there. And the church is a family. Right? And we know this is what we confess about. It's what our Lord says. And so this is a good way to help students to understand that just because they have left their biological family or back home or their home church or whatever, that they are not out of a home because they have a home here. Right. And you may only be here for a few years, but that's why we call it, this is your home away from home. You're going to settle somewhere. Maybe it'll be here. It'd be great. But we can show you the hospitality that is proper to a home while you're here. And then our other one is you're not alone, because one of the other things that happens a lot is students get isolated, they get lonely and all this sort of stuff. The major problems right now with that societally, and the church just by its nature fights against all of that. And you learn to realize, like, there's more people who believe what I believe than I probably realized, even in my own demographic. Like, I'm not the only conservative Lutheran walking around on KU's campus. There's actually a good number of us, and we can rejoice to be together and encourage one another.
Pastor Trampy.
Yeah. So anecdotally, I have a great affection for campus ministry. I have my undergraduate degree from Concordia, Nebraska, but I spent 3 years at a very large secular university. And coming from a very small town, being in the same church from the time I was born until the time I went to college, it was an unexpected blast of secularism when I got to college. And so the University Lutheran chapel there at that university and through the local LCMS church was an incredible connection point. I think it deepened my relationship with my now wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. It kept me connected to the Word of God, and it kept me connected to a congregation. Again, it was just a wonderful experience.
So how is LCMSU campus ministry meeting the needs of young adults who are going off to college? Let's start with Pastor Kilgo this time.
That's always a danger starting with me, because you have no idea how long I'm going to talk about this stuff. One of the things is LCMSU is a really great blessing because it provides the background resources and support to all of us who have boots on the ground, right? So I served in the Air Force, and one of the things they talk about in the Air Force is that the mission of the Air Force is to blow stuff up. I know they have a official mission, but I was told from a four-star general that the mission of the Air Force is to blow stuff up. And that's your pilots. And your pilots are like 1% of the Air Force, maybe less. And everybody else in the Air Force, their mission is to support that goal of blowing stuff up. Now, we're, as the church, we don't have the goal of blowing stuff up, but we do have the goal of raising people up in the faith and strengthening them and helping them to grow. And that's especially true in campus ministry. I like to talk about this as the students are basically what St. Paul says, gold refined by fire. Right? College usually is a fire, maybe sometimes in more than one way. And this is, if you let it, is a great opportunity to actually let that refine you and sharpen your confession of the faith. And having the support behind me as a campus pastor of the Synod and specifically LCMSU and the resources that are out there and all of that is a really, really wonderful blessing that we have. And a lot of other denominations don't have that stuff.
Juliana, on the national level, what does LCMSU campus ministry look like? How is it serving across the country?
So we have about 160-ish, give or take, campus ministries across the country. And so we have a couple of different places in which we support them, and one of them is just making them visible, right? So if you go to the lcms.org/LCMSU, you're able to look at the map, able to find the campus ministries, find ways to connect with them. So as students are thinking about, hey, I'm headed off to college, KU or University of Nebraska-Lincoln or any of those places, that they're able to then find and connect with those campus ministries. If that makes them a little nervous, right, or they're maybe a little hesitant, there is even a student information form. So those students are able then to put in their information, or a pastor or a parent with permission can give the information out and help get them connected to that campus ministry leader. So we have a form that allows them to do that. And then we have resources that we've developed, Bible studies and some other pieces that are helpful for people who are getting started in campus ministry or have something existing. And then we have this conference that's coming up that allows us to then network that group of people, because they have a really unique role in the campus ministries, different than a lot of other ministries. And there aren't that many people who are serving specifically in campus ministry. So we like to be able to network them together, give them opportunities to be able to talk to one another, share best practices, and be fed. So
what does this look like practically in a local setting? What does campus ministry look like for you, Pastor Kilgo?
Well, specifically at Redeemer. So I think we do a lot of things that are pretty common across all of them. Like we try and be on campus as much as we can. I serve as what's called a town and gown. So I have a regular normal congregation, as normal as Lutheran congregations get. And we also have our outreach onto the campus and have an official campus group. So as much as possible, I try and be on campus and provide opportunities for students to get together with each other, to study the scriptures together, but also to get one of the blessings of a town and gown of what we're doing is getting them involved into the greater life of the church, opportunities to serve. We actually have one of our students serves on our board of evangelism. She transferred her membership to Redeemer specifically to be able to do that, to be able to serve alongside fellow members, all this sort of stuff. And then also kind of the extension of this evangelistically is to work on engaging other students on campus. And this has been like one of the funnest things about doing this is the number of students who have like never encountered real Lutherans. Like Lutherans are like this unicorn that's sitting out there. Like they exist in theory, but I've never met one. And they encounter us and then they realize all the things they thought they knew about Lutherans was just completely wrong. And that we have this beautifully amazing theology, awesome liturgy and hymn tradition and all this sort of stuff. We have a capacity to answer these really hard questions that they've got in a way that doesn't like destroy the scriptures in the process, but brings great comfort to the conscience. And so we work on engaging the students on campus that are not already Lutheran and bringing them into that reality as well. And we've been particularly blessed in that regard. I actually have currently I have three students that are going through instruction, two more that are coming up in the summer, and one that's going to be baptized at the end of May. So, I mean, we just kind of, the Lord keeps throwing this stuff at us, and it's been really, really great to have that opportunity and not only raise up our sons and daughters, but like add more sons and daughters to that pool. And then as they grow and they get sent off wherever for their job, they end up being this great blessing to the church wherever they end up landing, right? Every pastor I know is like always excited when you get these really well-trained laity showing up. They're already fully bought in, and it's like, yes, I'm glad that you're here. You're awesome. Let's get you working on stuff. And that's basically what you're doing in campus ministry, is you're raising up those future leaders in the church. These are your future elders and congregational presidents and secretaries and evangelism chairs and all this stuff, right? And future DCEs and pastors and deaconesses. And so this is that great opportunity to just have your hands into all of that and then say, okay, now go be a blessing to other people now.
I think it's great that we have campus ministries that are specific, that are maybe holy campus students, right? And they're on campuses or right adjacent to campuses. We have some that are a mixture of like Reverend Kilgo said, like a town and gown kind of. And we have some that are just, hey, we have we make sure we have a Bible study and a welcome for any college students there. And so it can look really different, but they're all connected to worship. They're all keeping young people connected to God's word. And they all do a really amazing job of lifting up that next generation of leaders in our church body. So they look a lot of different ways on a lot of different campuses, but they all kind of do the same thing.
We're talking with Juliana Schultz, the Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy, and the Reverend Sean Kilgo about LCMSU campus ministry. We have more to talk about right after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
KFUO Radio is a ministry carried forward by listeners who love the gospel. Every day, people around the world hear Christ's word because this station is here. Share-a-thon is April 30th through May 2nd. Join us for 3 days of gratitude, stories, and opportunities to give as we look ahead to another year of Christ-centered proclamation. Learn more at kfuo.org.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Juliana Schultz, CCE, Program Manager of LCMS Youth Ministry, the Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy, Director of Discipleship Ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission, and the Reverend Sean Kilgo, Redeemer Lutheran Church pastor in Lawrence, Kansas, and coordinator of campus ministry for the Kansas District and LCMS Stewardship, presenter. You have a lot of titles there, Pastor Kilgo. And I'm going to come back to you. What kind of support can congregations like yours offer to those leading campus ministry?
Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of things, but I think there's kind of some main ones. One is training up your sons and daughters before they ever go to a college campus, teaching them what they're going to encounter there and how to think about those things, and teaching them that this is a big reason why you need to be consistently connected with the church. You need to be at church, you need to be in Bible study, you need to be involved in the group if it's there, you need to be receiving the sacrament regularly. Go confess your sins to your pastor, go talk to your pastor about these things. Like, they are there to help you. That they exist, like I exist for only a few particular purposes as a pastor, and one of those is to aid the troubled conscience of the person that's sitting in front of me. And there's no age guidance on that. Like, it doesn't matter if this person's like 5 or like 100. If they've got a troubled conscience and they're talking to me, like, my job is to help them work through that. And it's a great delight to be able to do that. So encouraging our sons and daughters before they ever get to a campus on all those things, but then continuing to encourage them while they're on campus. So you go, like, parents should be going and visiting, taking them to, when you do your college visit, set up as part of your college visit, a visit to the local congregation, set up a time to meet with the pastor while you're there. I bet he'll take you to lunch. If you come to KU, I will take you to lunch. come to KU. So get connected then, because then it's not like you show up on campus as a freshman and you got all these things that are pulling at your time. And by the way, there's church, but like, you've never been at this church. You've never met the pastor. There's all this like stranger danger sort of stuff going on in your mind. And like, you just don't know what to expect. And if you've met them beforehand, then that eases it a lot. Also, like, you know that your parents know, you know where the church is. So there's like no excuses now. Pastors can be doing the same thing and should be doing the same thing. You also, like, I think we forget that the fourth commandment doesn't just apply to like parents and pastors. It extends to all authority. So like, if you've been a student's Sunday school teacher, or you're their grandparents, or you're just like you're an elder at the congregation, or you're the church grandma, because church grandmas, I think, are one of the, like, the greatest blessings that the Lord gives to the church. And I don't think people who are in those positions realize how much sway they actually have in the conscience of a student. That you hold, if that's you, if you're a church grandma, or if you're a former Sunday school teacher, even if it was like 20 years ago, you hold a lot of influence on these students, and you have every right to give them a call, send them a letter, send them a plate of cookies with the letter. They will definitely appreciate that. But tell them, hey, go to church, be involved, talk to the pastor. It's not an option. Like, this is not optional. Like, go to church if you feel like it. Just go to church. You have every right and, in fact, a duty to just tell them to do that. And it's good for them, because 18 to 22 year olds, as we know, do not always make the wisest decisions on their own. That's why God gave them you, to help them learn to make those decisions as they're making this transition into functional adulthood. So those would be kind of the big things in my mind.
You shared a long list of people who care about youth and young adults, who care about young people in the church: parents, pastors, others, all kinds of church workers. And of course, that church grandma, the other adults in the congregation who care about young people. What can we, those of us in that list, what can we do to equip students for the swath of religious ideas and worldviews that they're going to face, particularly in their college experience? What can we be doing, Pastor?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of really great resources that are out there already. Just to kind of give a plug on this, you've got things like the Lutheran Difference and the Christian Difference and Prepared with a Reason, and a bunch of stuff that CPH has put out that is specifically addressing these things. And so you can use those. And like, if you're not sure, like, talk to your pastor. I'm sure he knows of good resources. That pastors are pretty good at knowing what resources are out there. But in general, you don't be afraid that if you start introducing these other ideas, like, I'm not saying like when your kid's 5 years old, start introducing them to atheism or something like that, right? But you know, when they get into later middle school and in high school, they are already starting to encounter these things, whether you want them to or not. Even if we homeschool and our kids are encountering this stuff, we live in Lawrence, like, there's no getting around it. So what we do is we talk with them about it, and we actually bring the stuff up intentionally and kind of talk them through, okay, here's this worldview, or here's this other confession about the Lord's Supper. Why doesn't this track? Why doesn't this align with what the Lord gives us to believe in the scriptures? And why is it harmful for you? Like, the atheism stuff is pretty easy. Well, it's harmful for you because it separates you from God. Okay, great. Why is it a harmful thing to think that I need to be rebaptized? Like, this is huge on college campuses. Students will get pulled into these other groups and they'll be like, well, your baptism didn't count because you're baptized as a baby, and infant baptism isn't a real thing. And students who have not been hardened against that don't know, like, really how to respond to that and deal with it. And if they're not connected with the church, like, they don't have anybody to really help them through that. But if you've prepped them ahead of time, like, hey, you're probably going to encounter this, where people are going to tell you your baptism doesn't count. Let's talk about why that's not true. And now you've done two things. You've hardened them to that, but you've also equipped them to actually make a good confession to these other students that are saying this stuff, and to hopefully teach them to rejoice in the great gifts that the Lord has given us, for example, in holy baptism. And I've been like telling our group, like, instead of letting these other groups try and pilfer us, like, why don't we start pilfering them and start bringing them into like just the awesomeness that is being Lutheran? Like I said, we've got all the best stuff. If you don't believe that, like, you just dig into the stuff. We really do. And we also, like, at least in my group, we've got the best swag. Like, there's all sorts of reasons to come and join us. And let's like kind of reverse that, like play the reverse Uno card on these people and start getting them to move that way. So that's what I think. Just start introducing the stuff and talking through it, right?
Juliana, you've witnessed a lot of campus ministry, a lot of adults caring for youth. What are some of the good things that you've seen congregations doing to support college students?
Yeah, there's an amazing thing that happens when a young person leaves their home congregation, they're going off to that next thing, and especially if they're headed off to college, where churches can really be intentional about what that looks like. There's really only 90 days that separates your high school senior from your college freshman, right? Mm-hmm. And so how do we think about what are we doing for them as they are hitting campus so that those first 30, 45, 90 days on campus are connecting them to a campus ministry? How are we as a church continuing to be in contact with them? So are we texting them? Are we sending care packages? Are we making sure that they're still connected to that church? Because again, that's an encouragement for them to find, to stay connected. Hey, you're still a part of us until you transfer. You're still a member of this congregation and we want you to be there. And being able to then use those as Pastor Kilgo talked about, like those adults in that congregation. One of the things we know is we've seen data on it. Like if a young person knows that another adult is going to ask them whether they're going to church or not, it's an incentive for them to go back to church, right? There's a good thing in that, being able to do that and to partner with the campus ministry. Campus ministries want to partner with home congregations to care well for those young people as they go through that time of transition. But the other thing is the majority of congregations are relatively close to a college campus. So even if you're not doing an active campus ministry, are you having eyes and thinking about, hey, that young person who's coming in because they're visiting a local smaller private college or community college, or there's a school nearby, maybe you're not doing the campus ministry, but are you caring for that young person well, integrating them into life of the church, making sure that they feel welcome?
Yeah. So there's a LCMSU Campus Ministry staff conference happening June 4th and 5th in Lawrence, Kansas. Juliana, what are people going to learn at this conference?
We put together this conference every year. This is, I think, the fourth time we've done this. And really the intention here for us is to give those who are serving in campus ministry, whether they're a volunteer who's heading that up or whether they're a staff person who does that, to be able to come together, to care for one another, to network, to be refreshed in what they're doing, and to listen to some fantastic speakers who are going to share some great theology and some practical usage things for them. Because we know that campus ministry is maybe different than congregational ministry. There's a new fresh group of students every year. You're doing essentially a new plant every 4 years as you have new kids. So being able to care for them and give them some space to be able to talk about that.
And the theme is from generation to generation. The theme verse is Psalm 78. Most of the sessions are going to touch on some variation of transmitting the faith to the next generation. We have Dr. Andrew Steinman, who is going to serve as a plenary speaker. We have Reverend Andy Becker, our own Director of Family Discipleship here at the Office of National Mission, who will be a plenary speaker. And then we have a whole host of breakout speakers who are collectively have so many years in campus ministry experience between them. And I think it'll be both educational and very practical as well.
All right. What do we need to know to register to be a part of the LCMSU Campus Ministry Staff Conference?
So registration is up. It's online. If you go to lcms.org/lcmsu, right there on the website. And if you have any questions, we're happy to guide people through the process.
Pastor Kilgo, what do you want to say to the folks who are thinking about signing up for the LCMSU Campus Ministry Staff Conference?
Why aren't you signed up already?
It's free.
It's free. So free conference, free food, free lodging while it lasts. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we're at on that, but I know that's part of the offer. Registration closes May 13th. So, you know, you've got a little bit of time to, like, just go register and come join us. We're also like 45 minutes from the airport. So even if you're flying into like KC, we're right off I-70. Lawrence is just on I-70. So it's an easy drive in. It's like 45 minutes from the airport. It'll be a great time. We're going to have gemütlichkeit and, weather permitting, a fire. So, like, just, you know, come join us. And if you're listening to this and, like, this doesn't directly involve you, but, like, your pastor's involved with this and he, for some reason, doesn't know about this, like, tell your pastor, hey, pastor, I was just listening to this great interview with all these awesome people on KFUO. And they said that there's this free conference with free food and all these other free things. You should go. I mean, so...
Is everybody coming to your house? I mean, free food, free lodging?
If by my house, you mean the church.
Close enough.
I mean, I basically live here. So
that works.
Very good. lcms.org/lcmsu. You can find more information about the upcoming LCMSU Campus Ministry Staff Conference taking place June 4th and 5th in Lawrence, Kansas. Our guest today, Juliana Schultz. She's fellow DCE and program manager for LCMS Youth Ministry. Juliana, thanks so much for being here.
So glad to be here.
And the Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy, director of discipleship ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
And the Reverend Sean Kilgo, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Lawrence, Kansas. He's also coordinator of campus ministry for the Kansas District of the LCMS and stewardship presenter for the LCMS. Pastor Kilgo, thanks so much for hosting this year for the LCMSU Campus Ministry Staff Conference, and thanks for being our guest today.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it, and I'm glad to add this to my bingo card.
Again, you can find more at lcms.org/lcmsu. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.